In a world filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber, two guys fix it all with a battle about a movie. One film, two opinions, one coin, two sides. They feud. You decide. It's time for Film Feud.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Film Feud, the podcast where we debate whether top-rated movies should be top-rated. I'm Vidur.
And I'm Vikram.
And we're doing a very special thing today, Vikram. Mind telling the good folk, our listeners and watchers, what it is?
For sure. So we're going to be doing a special mini-feud episode of Film Feud on Avengers Endgame. And I'm going to be talking about the top three things that I thought were wrong with the movie.
So let me get this straight. You're about to speak up against Avengers Endgame?
Yeah, man. Watch me and weep.
The biggest movie of all time.
Sheep. You're just sheep.
All time.
That's all you are. You're sheep.
I mean, honestly, the only complaint you can have about Avengers Endgame is that it raises the bar too high. We might never cross this bar again.
How many times did you watch it?
I watched it a couple of times in theaters, a couple of times in certain prints that were not the best prints.
Right.
I'll leave it there.
And then the Blu-ray came out.
And of course, watch it as soon as possible in a good setting, good TV.
Wow. So you've seen it minimum 5 times.
Of course. I simply don't understand what you're going to bring up. It's probably going to be something nitpicky, which is what you usually do when you're against a movie on a regular podcast episode. So why don't we get into it?
Yeah, let's just jump right in and I'll show you what I got, man. So the first thing that I want to talk about is something that instantly ticked me off when I watched the movie. I remember pointing it out to you because we saw it for the first time together, which is basically Womengers Assemble.
What did you just say?
Womengers Assemble.
Womengers?
Yeah.
You mean the shot of the A-Force, you know, the women, all women Avengers team?
Yeah, exactly, man. Look, I'm as feminist as the next person, but
Never a good sign when you have to start a sentence
Marvel
like that.
Marvel needs to show some bloody class here.
Wait, let me pause you. The class?
Hey, guys, listen, we're portraying women in a fair light here. So look at all our female Avengers lining up to help Captain Marvel, who, by the way, doesn't need help.
It's girl power, bro. Like, okay, maybe Iron Man doesn't need help a lot of the times, but all the Avengers show up to help him nonetheless.
Well, all Avengers of all sexes do. That I get. Yeah, because they're Avengers. They're a unit. Here, why isn't Captain America helping her or Thor helping her? Where
those guys? Because they're having a moment and he's letting them be empowered. He doesn't want to do the superhero equivalent of mansplaining and be like present in that moment. And by the way, Spider-Man is technically in that shot. So, you know.
They're helping him. He's not the subject.
No, you just said it. They're helping Captain Marvel and Spider-Man is the token male presence, which is a very high level call out to how usually there's a token female, you know?
Pull back on that point, Vidur. It's not serving any purpose.
I'll double down on that point and I'll prove it to you why. I think you're an absolute anti-feminist. You're a meninist for even bringing this up as the very first thing.
I knew that this was going to be your basis of your argument.
Okay, I retract. The right term isn't meninist, it's asshole. And the thing is, like,
cheap shot.
You know, it's a callback to, if you think about Avengers, 2012 Avengers, name the one female in Avengers.
Well, obviously, everyone's going to say Black Widow because she was the first.
Yeah, she was the first. She didn't have any powers. So she was truly the token female Avenger. What's really sad to me about this scene is that Black Widow isn't in the shot. They've climbed on her shoulders to break the glass ceiling. You know how she usually climbs on other people's shoulders? Mm-hmm. They've done that to her.
Right.
But then she gets no mention. She doesn't even get a funeral. If you brought that
you
up...
You want them to mention her in the middle of all of the scene. Hey, guys, I wish Black Widow would have been here.
Yeah, now that would have made sense.
That would have been so bad.
She's a token female. That's what you should be whining about, though. I mean, this is a ridiculous point.
No, it's horrible, man. And none of them actually serve any purpose in that scene except for just lining up all together.
I was confused what Mantis is going to do to help Captain Marvel.
What is she going to jump on trolls and like make them fall asleep or something? What is Shuri doing there, dude? Like throw a piece of her brain at people? Be like, I'm super smart. Here's some intellect.
No, she has those little like gloves that shoot things. Those
does
little...
she? Why haven't they shown that before?
They showed it, at, I think, in Infinity War or something. The thing is, listen, the writers knew it was pandering, by the way. They actually had a big debate about whether this was pandering or not. And then in the end, they loved it too much and just kept it in. And I had a knee-jerk reaction to it as well, mainly because of the Captain Marvel point. I'll grant you that. Captain Marvel needs the least help amongst all of those womengers, as you call them. But the thing is, even women who recognized it as pandering loved it. I'm talking about the reaction after the movie. I ended up looking this up. I looked it up right now.
I did too. Sorry to cut you off. But the point that people loved in general was that they showed a lot of female characters, right? But the way they showed it is the thing that I have a problem with. They could have organically or natively sort of figured out a way to have two or three or four women Avengers fighting together. But then, just like, oh, I don't need no...
They help. Already did that in Infinity War, so that
and,
was done.
Yeah,
already.
And then Captain Marvel is like, give it to me. You won't be able to do it. Oh, I have all the help I need. And she looks up and like, in a line, everyone.
Why
everyone.
Should boys have all the fun? You know, that's what it is. Listen, man, in movie making, especially superhero movie making, sometimes you have to sacrifice perfect plot, perfect machinations of whatever's happening on the screen and just create a moment that makes, you know, people's hands come together and just start clapping against their will. And that's what this moment was.
No one clapped when we
watched the
movie.
Call me a feminist, but I clapped. Maybe I didn't do
you
it.
You did not clap. You're sitting right next to me.
In my head. We were in a lame
theater.
We
both exchanged a look and my look was more, oh my God, are they seriously doing this?
I'll tell you some positives, okay? Firstly, it reminded me of Bridesmaids because it's like, look, women can do it too. You know what a hit Bridesmaids the movie was?
Right.
Felt like that.
Right.
And then secondly, I do like the way that Wasp appears in that scene. Do you remember?
Wasp and Gwyneth Paltrow, everyone's there.
Maybe it's like, you know, when a selfie is being taken with a bunch of girls and then if like there's a couple of straggler girls, they like run towards it and be like, I want to be in it too.
Nice. So keep going on.
What?
You're transferring the title of asshole to yourself just by saying shit like that.
There's nothing wrong with what I said.
What are you
going
to say next? Are the female Avengers paid as much as the male Avengers?
They're not,
do you think
by
that's
the
a
way.
Thing?
They're not.
Horrible stuff, man. horrible stuff.
Okay. Well, I think it was well done pandering. I'll grant you that. What else have you got?
Well, the second thing, which is sort of this major theme of the movie, is time travel. I wouldn't have had a problem with time travel because I understand this is a popcorn entertainer movie, right? But the fact these guys took pot shots at every single time travel movie that
didn't
ever existed.
They
took pot shots.
Affectionately referred to them.
They took pot shots. They said everyone did it wrong.
No, they said that certain movies did it wrong. They just said it doesn't work in our universe the way it does.
They took movies' names and they said they did it wrong. There's nothing more pot-shotty than that in one of the biggest releases of the decade.
Some movies did do it wrong. Back to the Future time travel makes no sense. There's time travel movies that have to deal with the different paradoxes, so they have to explain how it works in their universe. What's so wrong with that?
Are you employed by Marvel or something?
I wish.
Such diplomatic answers coming my way, dude. You know what my problem is? That this was the most convenient way of just elongating the MCU, if you think about it, right? Like time travel, multiverse, all of that. They just have like unlimited contents, like a faucet's open and they're like just picking out ideas from thin air and they have some sort of explanation to back up those ideas.
It's not thin air. Vikram, it's a movie. And Vikram, it's a comic book movie and Marvel Comics has a well-established history of multiverses and most comics have some well-established history of time travel. It's a movie. It's a Marvel movie. What do you want from it?
I don't know, man. Then don't take pot shots at time travel movies. Just do it. Just do your thing. I respect it, right?
Your points are so stupid. I wish you'd at least said, you know, maybe a nitpick about how Cap came back. I've heard that one. Maybe it could have been like done a little differently. Maybe it's a little inconsistent. I mean, look at what you're picking on here. The fact that they refer to other movies. Oh my God. Like, how could they insult my favorite movie, Hot Tub Time Machine, like this?
Dude, you know what? I picture this. The conception of all of this endgame plot as, just imagine some high-level meeting happening, okay, between like Kevin Feige and the Russos. Who knows, maybe even Bob Iger FaceTimed in for a few minutes. You know, maybe even the ghost of Walt Disney caressing a Mickey Mouse soft toy was watching in too.
The ghost of Walt Disney caressing a Mickey Mouse
and,
soft toy.
And you know what the worst part is? I feel like, this is my personal opinion, obviously, I feel like they almost got it right, except for the Cap situation.
I'll grant you the Cap situation because it's not consistent, but again, sometimes you have to make sacrifices for the emotional stakes, you know?
Whatever, man. They literally got everything right. You know, like the pimp particles, time jumps, yada, yada, yada. They all almost made sense.
Thanks.
Assuming your brain knows that you're watching a popcorn entertainment, what are you saying thanks for? You had no part in making this movie.
You made my point for me. What do you mean I had no part? I supplied the dollars to previous Marvel movies that enabled this Marvel movie to be made.
I saw you doing that, like, straight up. But they literally, like, they ruined it with a cap stunt, man, because now it's the Wild West, right? Because think about it. There are technically two caps in the same timeline. Oh, no worries. We'll just make a movie about it in Phase 7 or something. that's what their plan is now. They just like unlimited.
It'll content. Be on Disney Plus Plus.
Yeah, whatever it is, right? It's just, I'm serious. Hot Tub Time Machine did do it better.
Wow.
It was simple. It was straightforward, impactful, and funny. And like no confusing plot lines just to like throw people off the scent of absolute bullshit that they try to create here.
Kill yourself for the Hot Tub Time Machine comment, firstly.
I just did that because you said it.
And the cap moment, while not completely justified, just about borderline makes sense. Okay, he didn't appear back on the platform. Who are you to say? You're a mere mortal. Don't judge cap's decisions.
Who am I to say it? Nah, Tony Stark thinks this works, so obviously it has to be true. Which actually brings me to my third point. I am Iron Man. Seriously, I'm Iron Man.
Are we suddenly doing a list of the top three awesome things about this movie? Because that moment is...
So, Womengers, time travel, and I'm Iron Man are your top three things.
I wouldn't say time travel is one of the top things, but Womengers is, you know, top 10. I'm Iron Man is definitely like maybe number one, maybe.
Dude, the obsession with Iron Man kind of got out of hand, man. Didn't it? Don't you think?
I love him 3000, bro.
Oh, God, dude. Oh, God. They were willing to do anything for the guy, man. Made him a bloody god. Hulk, okay, we know Hulk, who just sitting there losing his shit when he was wearing the gauntlet, could barely control himself and do the snap. And this guy just comes, steals the stones from Thanos' gauntlet, who, by the way, doesn't even notice.
Yeah, so Iron Man, he's a genius. So he practiced some sleight of hand.
No, that I understand. Fine, technology, answer, whatever. Like, typical Marvel, like, answer to anything. Technology, boom, sab kuch kar lega. But Thanos did notice that the stones were gone. He went on to recite two lines of dialogue and do a snap without realizing that there are no stones in his gauntlet.
So what? It's a cinematic moment. What's your problem with the moment? I am Iron Man?
No, my problem is that when Iron Man actually puts the stones in his Iron Man suit gauntlet.
But he's wearing the suit, right? Like he has a nuclear reactor in his chest. Wait, does he anymore?
Oh, right. No, he doesn't.
Okay, but he has the power of the suit to contain the power of the gems.
Yet the power goes to his actual body beyond the suit as well.
Just about. Well, we're lucky that he had just enough life force in him. I mean, he's no average guy, right? And he's wearing there's nanobots in his bloodstream, bro.
He should be insta-dead right then.
Says who?
Says everything that we've been led to
believe.
That's
not true. The only thing we've seen so far is somebody physically touching the stone. And even then, like Star-Lord was a celestial, but even then, like there are people who touch the stone and they last for like a second or two.
No, that's not the point of comparison. The point of comparison is Thanos, Hulk, and Iron Man. These are the three people who
maybe won. It's an exponential curve in terms of how the stones kill you.
Maybe, really? Really?
He's wearing the suit. What's your problem?
It's the worst thing, man. He should be insta-dead. If Hulk couldn't handle it to that extent, if Thanos, whenever he wears the gauntlet and him being so powerful...
He just feels a surge of power. It's not like he can't handle it.
And he's a titan. He's a bloody titan. This guy's a mere mortal. Fine, a very smart mere mortal. That's all he is.
He's not a mere mortal. He is Iron Man.
Oh, God. And then just for that dialogue, they like literally spend 1 second on him adjusting to the power of the stones. And he just says, I'm Iron Man, and does the snap.
What's wrong with that? It's a callback.
Did you see Hulk? Hulk couldn't talk for 10 seconds straight. And everyone was like, Hulk, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, but Hulk snapped and survived. And Iron Man snapped and died. So there we go. That's proportionate.
No, also, no, wait. That's actually tipping the scales on both sides. If he's died because of the snap, because even though he's wearing the suit, yet when the stones come in his gauntlet and he's still alive, there's no logic there. It's going all over the place.
Stop looking for perfect logic when it's really just a callback to Iron Man 1. And that's what matters. The I am Iron Man moment became legendary 10 years ago with the start of the MCU. And now they've rounded it out with the end to Phase 3. I mean, that's genius.
It's not perfect logic, man. It's logic that at least makes a film believable. And there are small things like these which actually just make it not believable at all. I understand it's a comic book movie. That's the whole point. That's the whole pull of this movie. But then even within that sort of structure that you've created, if you just... constantly going out of it, coming back into it, going out of it, coming back into it, with reasoning for both sides of things, it makes no sense.
I'm just so sad for you, man. You're trying to deconstruct moments. You know, usually you can deconstruct a comic book moment and like, okay, put anything under a microscope, it looks weird, right? So maybe. But here, you're not even picking on the right moments. That's what's pissing me off. Like, you're ruining your own childhood right now.
I'm actually very pissed off because I liked Iron Man. I liked Iron Man 1. I'm just... Kudos to Feige, man, and team for just sucking the audiences dry just so that they could make a quick buck. Just like, whatever, man. Iron Man from the original movie and Iron Man from this movie is just the shittiest character arc ever.
Vikram, I don't mean to stoop so low, but I just want to point out to you that you're a 30-year-old man whinging about a comic book movie.
I am.
That's professionally
how,
that, right that, now.
That's how strongly I feel about this shit. So that was my top three things that I felt Avengers Endgame got wrong.
Thank you for watching and make sure you subscribe to the channel and let us know in the comments what you thought was wrong with Avengers Endgame, if anything. And make sure your points are better than Vikram's.
Catch you guys next time.
Bye-bye.